Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
508, Laura is with us. Laura, I went to Hudson, Wisconsin last
night. I heard
that. I'm just
Isn't
on the
Hudson
road
adorable?
Lately. I love Hudson.
Yes.
Minnesotans in general do not drive from one side of the area to the other.
Not really. No, you're right.
So here's what I did yesterday. I woke up. I drove to St. Paul. Then I drove to Wayzata. Then I drove back downtown to work. Then I drove to Maple Grove. Then I drove to Hudson.
Ooh, you were a driving fool yesterday.
Then I picked up my 15-year-old who had a soccer scrimmage in Vadnais Heights.
Wow.
Which was conveniently on the way home from Hudson.
At the Dome.
At the Dome. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with
there.
The Vadnais?
Yes.
The Vadnais Heights Dome is so fancy.
It is a little fancy. It has a hockey arena in there.
There are like two sheets of ice.
Yes.
And then the soccer fields. And it's got like a name. It's got like a corporate. I took a
is
picture
it
of it because I'm like, what is it? It's the TCO Sports
Ooh,
Garden.
I didn't know that. That's pretty fancy.
How about that?
Yes.
You're like, how much did it cost for our team to have a scrimmage out here last
exactly.
night? The TCO Sports Garden.
Right.
Well, everyone is trying to get their sponsorship money, and that does include our beloved Minnesota Twins.
Mm-hmm.
You know the newest thing that Major League Baseball is selling.
On the uniforms.
It's the uniform
yes.
space. And we've seen this with the Timberwolves and the Lynx.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Mm-hmm.
Right? The Lynx have, I think, Mayo Clinic on theirs. Mm-hmm. Do you know who the Timberwolves have on theirs? On their jerseys?
Mm-mm.
Chris Tubbs, do you know who the Timberwolves have?
I believe it is Aura.
Yes.
Aura?
Yes.
So what is Aura?
At first it was Fitbit. Wasn't it Fitbit first?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Fitbit at first, and then I think Aura's taken over as one of the...
Aura, A-U-R-A, which is like some kind of digital security thing.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what Aura does. Which I guess is sort of a fail of a sponsorship, right?
Maybe they'd like to sponsor Card to Sharks.
Right? Right?
Then everybody would know who they are.
We could put Aura for sure on
yes,
the Card to Sharks board.
So I think Laura's saying that Card to Sharks has a better reach than the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I'm just saying that it is the fastest growing game show on the radio that anybody has ever heard.
That's right.
So why not?
In the Metro.
That involves cards.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, you could be across the world.
Yeah?
Yes.
Boy, that was really well done.
Thank you.
I don't know what... So is that a fail? Like, these companies are spending so much money to get on the jersey. I love the Timberwolves. I watch every game. I knew that Aura was on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Aura is.
Yeah. Maybe Aura is targeted at kind of a different audience.
Maybe.
They know exactly what
do
Aura
you know,
is.
Tubbs, do you know what it is?
Yeah, it is for identity theft protection. So they secure like IDs and accounts and kind of things like that. So it's to protect anything, and it kind of keeps you safe from like cyber hacking. And
so the Twins haven't made a deal yet. Because, the Star Tribune wrote about this today. It'll probably be in tomorrow's paper. It's online. But the Twins, you know, they're trying to be picky about it, right?
Right.
You have to be careful. I've thought about this with the, you know, the different companies that I talk about here on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want, like, you know, hey, it's Jason DeRusha for Tom Petters. And then,
exactly.
Or for, what was it, Denny Hecker.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know... Everybody
Jason's
thinks of me. I'm
down.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't have that.
No, you do need to be choosy.
Who would you like to see? Like, who would
Twins.
Be on a? Yeah, who would be good on? Right? Because we want it. we also want it to be something that's not lame.
Yeah.
I would want, like, if I were, you'd want them to be kind of an upper Midwest company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I would be sort of annoyed if it was, like, if Kellogg's were on there.
Yeah.
I'd be more than sort of annoyed. I would be outraged. Or, like, Walmart. Like, you'd be what?
Yeah,
like, what?
It can't be Walmart.
Can't be Walmart.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's a good question.
I don't know.
I'd have to think about
Tubbs,
that.
Who would be good? Who? What company would you say, like, ah, perfect?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, they'd have to be based in Minnesota, right? I mean,
ideally,
ideally, and you would want someone that didn't already have a corporate sponsorship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean,
the Steger Muckluck twins.
Maybe, yeah, right. So, like, the Red Sox have Mass Mutual Insurance mm-hmm. on there.
Okay.
And the Padres are using Motorola.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wouldn't mind that also. Like, Fitbit was sort of made sense with the Timberwolves. I don't know why that maybe Fitbit didn't want to pay the money, and so mm-hmm. out they went.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that sort of made sense.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind, like, I don't know,
something
an electronics
techie.
Company,
yeah.
something techie. That
yeah.
would work.
Sure.
Like a cell phone company or whatever.
Like Snapchat?
Like a Best Buy?
Snapchat. TikTok. How about TikTok?
TikTok?
Brought to
TikTok
you by
twins.
China. Yes. TikTok.
Yeah, you have the new alternative Chinese road jerseys.
Right.
Yeah.
The Reds have Kroger supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like, so the Minnesota United has Target.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot yeah. that. Yeah.
Right? And that yep. kind of, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be too much? Like, we're already at Target Field, right next to Target Center. If the Twins had a Target, is that too much Target?
Too much Target. I just don't know if that would even be allowed if Minnesota United already has that. Mm-hmm.
Like exclusive?
Sponsor. No, I don't know.
Well, in this market, mm-hmm. you know, for a major league sports team.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I've stumped you guys. You have
You kind of
no...
have. You kind of have. I was waiting to hear more about your crisscrossing the universe last night,
oh,
going
yeah.
from east to west and west to east.
I got bored with my own story.
You did. You loved Hudson. Now you've been to Bayport and Hudson within the same week, Jason. What are you doing on the east side here?
I know. I love the east side.
Yeah.
I have to admit it. Like, we all have our biases, right? East side, west side, which is the best side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a west suburbanite,
mm-hmm.
but... West Side.
West Side. West.
But I, there's the East is more charming.
Yes,
it just is.
I agree.
You have the St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved Stillwater. I love St. Croix County.
Yep.
And then just the whole St. Croix Valley is so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I really like it. And even, you know, I mean, I thought, like, we could talk about this and I could be all, like, I could be all, I'm getting out of this high-tech state and moving over to Wisconsin, taking my money. I'm sick and tired of you. But, you know, I mean, when I lived in Milwaukee, I felt like they got my money.
They got your money.
I don't mind them taking my money if they're doing good things
yeah.
with it. That's
sure.
fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to need to, like, go spend some time at some rich guy's house in Lake Minnetonka to kind of cleanse my East Metro bit.
I think you just need to explore all over the place and see what feels the most comfortable, you know?
Explore
that
Minnesota.
Changes.
Explore
they were maybe that's what should be on the Twins jersey.
Explore Minnesota. Tourism. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Hudson. Do they have, is there any tourism money in Hudson? There mm-hmm. should be. Like, Hudson's so cute with that arch right on, that says Hudson right on the river.
Yep.
And it was hopping. I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number, so there's a distillery there that I didn't know about.
Okay.
They have a very good craft brewer that's located in Hudson. And then Bennett's Chop House, which has been in St. Paul forever. Bennett's opened a Hudson spot.
Okay.
And this is Monday night.
That's
good to know. So Monday night, sort of, you think, like, kind of sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people, so this pop-up that I went to, and this is so cute. Well, I want to know what you think about this. So this chef and his girlfriend are partners in this pop-up called Oleo.
Oleo.
Like oil.
Yep.
O-L-I-O. And it's Mondays and Tuesdays, dinner only.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a job as like a consumer ed teacher at the high school.
Okay.
But he's been a chef at like, the two chefs have worked in Hudson. They've worked at Bar La Grassa. They've worked all over the place.
Sure.
Really good chef. But they just wanted to get something going.
Yep.
Two guys cooking in the kitchen. Both are dating sisters. And I just thought, I asked him, is that weird? Like,
I think it's cool.
I always think it's funny if you have two people who are friends who end up dating two sisters. It's a little weird, but it happens.
It happens. I have that in my family. My husband's dad, so my father-in-law, who's not living anymore, but he and his brother both married sisters.
Really?
Yeah. So Chris's dad was married to his mom, of course, but then his uncle married his mom's sister.
Huh.
I know.
It's weird.
It is kind of weird.
It's weird, but also sweet. Like, there's this that you're so like your friend, or maybe like you were like, oh, I'm going to fix this guy up with the sister.
Yep.
I don't know. I think it's pretty great.
I do too.
Highly recommended. If you live in like Woodbury, Lake Elmo, anybody on the East Metro, Mondays are sort of sometimes hard to find a place to go out to eat, but just go right across the river. I think it's only reservations because it's sort of a smallish restaurant. Pedro's del Este is where they're doing the pop-up in Hudson. But
is that right on the main street?
It's like it's right behind like it's right behind the main street.
Yeah.
So it's like in the sort of near the parking.
It's in the area, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Pedro's Del Este in Hudson. And then the main restaurant there that people maybe know is San Pedro Cafe, which is right on 2nd, right on the main street. But this is on Walnut. So there you go. There's my little...
Love it.
I know, so much driving. I felt like I was a short-haul trucker yesterday.
Sounds like it. I know.
By the way, one of our texters point out that Aura on the Timberwolves is Laura without the L.
Indeed it is.
See?
Love that.
Maybe if Aura wants to do, like, we should send them this clip and they could get, like, a Laura for Aura endorsement on the radio.
Yes, Laura could definitely do that endorsement. That would be fabulous.
Very good. All right, thanks, Laura. It is 5:21. We've got the D-Rush Hour news headlines coming up. And then at 5:35, I need your input. The State of the Union address tonight. First of all, like, why has there been so much talk about, like, who needs it? Like, are we just bored? Is that what's happening? I think that's so strange. But I want your one-word answer as to what you think the State of the Union is. So we'll do that at 5:35 here on News Talk 830 WCC.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is February 7th, time for the D-Rush Hour news headlines, and Friday payday is becoming Wednesday or Thursday payday. Yeah, Kavita Kumar in the Star Tribune reporting that banks and credit unions are driving. It's not that employers are changing the day you're paid, but payday and government benefits, too, like Social Security, other kinds of direct deposits, are being advanced to your account before you actually receive the transfer. Wells Fargo, Huntington Bank, JP Morgan Chase, some credit unions like Affinity Plus and TrueStone Financial, among the institutions rolling out these early direct deposit services here in Minnesota. 210,000 members at TrueStone Financial. But they're based in Plymouth. Dale Turner says, why not give consumers their money sooner? I'll say this. We haven't gotten any complaints. I'm sure not. You don't usually have to pay for this. You don't have to do much to sign up for it generally. But here's what I sort of wondered. How is this happening? Like, is the bank advancing you the money? It has to do with sort of the technical way that these direct deposits are done. If your employer or the government sends a direct deposit, you know, they fill it out online, send it to the bank, and it is usually sent a day or two or 3 days before the designated payment date. You and I have probably done this when we've sent like a check through our checking account. If you do like a bill pay, it's sort of the same thing can happen mm-hmm. there. So they process it through this ACH, automated clearinghouse network. And basically the money is sitting. So like the electronic signal to do this thing is sitting at the bank. The money
it's there
is there. 90% of the time, Jackie Tweet, the director of operations for Affinity Plus based in St. Paul, says 90% of the time we get the info at least a day ahead. So we have the info. So we just post it. And so you get the money.
No reason to hold it.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you're getting your money a little early. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. Like, if you get your money on Wednesday and then you get your next payday 2 weeks later on a Wednesday, it doesn't really matter. But it is interesting that money is being posted earlier than maybe you expect.
I mean, if you don't have to play beat the bank with your funds transfer.
Always better.
Always better when you don't have to play that game.
A Bob Dylan musical set in Duluth will become a movie. Jay Gabler reporting in the Duluth News Tribune that we don't know if they'll film Girl from the North Country in Duluth, but we do know that the movie studio behind the Banshees of Inisherin is backing a movie adaptation of the movie. With that, by the way, that Banshees of Inisherin is a very good movie. Olivia Colman, Woody Harrelson, Chloe Bailey will star in this film. Bailey rose to widespread fame as half the musical duo Chloe and Halle, as she's... It's so famous that I hesitated because I wasn't quite sure how to say it. I'm sure it's famous with people who know the cool stuff. Girl from the North Country is on Broadway. National tour set to launch this fall at the Orpheum in Minneapolis. But it's an ensemble piece set in a fictional Duluth guest house during the Great Depression. Now, shooting in Duluth, obviously it looks a little different than it did during the Depression. But the lift bridge could certainly make a cameo, because the center span of the lift bridge has been in place since 1930.
Yeah, and so there, you go. There are some really scenic places in Duluth.
Yes.
That I feel you can make that
movie
work.
Magic?
Yes.
We'd love to have them here.
Absolutely.
We'd love their Hollywood money. Bring it to Duluth.
Let's go.
All those Amazon Fresh stores around the Twin Cities are not going to become actual stores, at least not anytime soon. Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal reporting the concept is on standby right now. The CEO of Amazon shared the news in their quarterly earnings call. Amazon's been struggling on the earnings front. They've been experimenting with this store. Amazon Fresh is sort of a cashierless store where you'd go in, scan your Amazon Prime membership and kind of RFID tags and cameras and stuff know what you've put in your cart. But they're not going to open any more stores. Probably in 2023. They said there are seven of these stores that are actually under construction. Some you can tell from the outside. You're like, oh, that's going to be an Amazon Fresh store. Burnsville is one of those locations. But not happening anytime soon. I love this idea of a Minneapolis ad agency taking meetings on the middle of a frozen lake. Allie Kaplan in Twin Cities Business reporting that the BBDO creative team had to forego its usual PowerPoint presentation for a client meeting with Hormel because their company fish house doesn't have a big screen or Wi-Fi. They rented this ice fishing house, decked it out in Northwoods-inspired decor, named it the BBDO Fish House, and they put this sucker in the middle of Lake Minnetonka. The CEO says it's not just a marketing gimmick, although they are a marketing agency, and it is, in fact, a marketing gimmick. It'll be used for team building and appointments with clients like Hormel, Berkshire Hathaway, Home Services, and Caring Bridge. We're in the business of creativity, the CEO Neil White said. He's a South African native who had no prior ice fishing experience. He said collaborating in a unique environment helps you to look at things in a different way. Maybe we should... You hear a little ice shifting and cracking. That'll get the creativity flowing, that's
for sure.
Yeah,
that'll get a lot of things flowing. No, hard pass.
That is the D-Rush Hour News headlines. State of the Union is what? State of the Union address tonight. Describe your one word on what the state of our union is. I'll share mine. Chris will share his, and we will share yours. 651-461-9226. Give me a call right now with your State of the Union on CCO. Tonight at 8 o'clock, President Joe Biden will stand in the United States House of Representatives and report that the State of the Union is strong. I guarantee it. That is what they always say. The State of the Union is strong. I am asking for your one word to describe the state of our union right now. 651-461-9226. I don't think the state of our union is strong. I think our union is broken. Maybe fractured. Maybe it's not full on broken. But it's fractured because of economic challenges. You know, you have inflation. You have an economy that isn't quite sure what it's going to be. But we're also fractured in that we seem to still, and perhaps we've made a permanent change where we can't even agree on a common set of facts about what's going on in the world. Maybe fractured is right because the jobs picture is really good. Really good. Joe Biden has a good story to tell about jobs in America. It's tricky. Strong? I don't think strong is the right answer. 651-461-9226. One texter says complicated. It's not bad. The state of our union is complicated. It's sort of like it's like a relationship status on Facebook back when you used to put that in.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated. And to me, Jason, I would say partisan.
Partisan.
Because at this point, if you're a liberal and a Democrat, you're going to hear what you want to hear.
Right.
If you're a conservative and a Republican, guess what? No matter what Joe Biden says tonight, it's not going to be in a positive light. I feel a majority of Republicans, conservatives are going to go into tonight and they are going to come out of tonight with the same impression, like this will not matter at all.
Yeah.
And the opposite for the Democrats.
Let's see what Dwayne in Golden Valley has to say on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. 651-461-9226. Dwayne, the state of the union is?
Pathetic.
Pathetic. Is it really that pathetic, you think, Dwayne?
I think so.
What is it about it? What is it about the current state of our country that has you feeling that way?
Well, the divisiveness every time you turn a corner is worse than pathetic.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for a way to get over on everybody else. It's not a good situation anywhere out here in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, Dwayne, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I think a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that way. You're not alone with that. Lots of texts coming in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Ineffective. The State of the Union is ineffective. Troubled. Too many things to work on. From Brooklyn Park. Fragile. State of the Union is fragile. That's an interesting way to put it. You know, on many levels, things are better today. Well, it's like anything. It depends, like, what we're talking about It depends what you're talking about,
what
right?
What are you comparing it to?
You know, you look at jobs, for example, and you think about, like, how many jobs were added to our economy over the last month? Like, so on that standpoint, you have to say, like, wow, the job growth is good. Like, people working, good. 2 years of strong job growth, those things are good. Unemployment, very, very low. Inflation, though, grocery costs, gas prices back up again. Gas prices were way down, like that was looking good. Now it's looking rough. I just think people are struggling. Even when you finally get wages going up, right? Because I think the state of our union, you could make a case that the state of our union, that a good word is greed. Mm-hmm. Where you look at how corporate America has taken such incredible profits over the years. And in the meantime, those of us doing the work are barely keeping up with inflation. And finally, when pay goes up, then inflation goes up even more.
They're taking advantage of the middle class worker in a certain response.
Let's see what Frida in southern Minnesota has to say on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Frida, the state of the union is?
Evolving.
Oh, I think that's really interesting. Tell me more.
We live in a country with how many million people? Things are changing all the time. It's like herding cats.
Hmm.
How can
yes.
you possibly yeah. keep everybody happy all the time? And it should be evolving all the time.
Yeah.
Things are changing around us all the time.
Yeah. I like that answer a lot because it is true. And I think sometimes our political debates, Frida, focus too much on people like wanting to hang on to how things used to be instead of looking forward and saying, what do we want to be about in 10 years, in 20 years? You know?
We have to do that. We yeah. have to do that.
Yeah. I'm in my late 40s, so I hope I have a lot of good years ahead. And I just feel like we spend so much time worrying about ways that, you know, things aren't the way they used to be. It's like, well,
I'm in my early 60s. I've seen a lot of things. If yeah. we don't keep evolving and changing, we're going to be left in the past.
Yeah. Well said. Frida, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
651-461-9226. Shambles. Concerning. I think concerning is not a bad word to describe the state of our union. Going back to like this underlining, and look, I'm also not trying to go back to like, oh, well, back in the good old days, people were respectful of each other and we had civil political debate. That doesn't really concern me. It's okay to have like visceral disagreements about politics.
I feel like that's okay. More out in the open, though. Like it maybe that,
we just
that,
all have a voice, right? We all have yeah. Twitter. Everybody can say what they want. Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Well, and that's the thing. Like all of these opinions and the discourse, the vitriol that you were talking about, it might have always have been there.
I think it was always there.
But it was always masked. It was always under the. We didn't see it, and
yeah.
now
is that better?
And now we see it.
Now we know.
I don't know if it's necessarily better or worse, yeah. but I feel like. I feel like it's been a negative on society because we're so much more judgmental because of political
true.
Views
yeah.
than we used to be years ago.
We do assign people's entire being based on their politics. 5:50, we got a break. Let's do traffic and weather together in just a minute on CCO. It is 30 degrees in Osseo on News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake's going to take us up to Timberwolves pregame at 7:30 tonight. Wolves are in Denver. To take on the Nuggets, tip off just after 8. If you want to listen to the State of the Union, you can do that on the Odyssey app. WCCO2 is what you click there. And I like the texture who said the State of our Union is better.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.